Blog Talk Radio.
Skyrocketing healthcare and insurance costs. Extremely modest gains against chronic disease. Thousands die yearly due to drug reactions. What can be done? Thomas Edison is quoted as declaring, "The doctor of the future will give no medicine, but interest his patients in diet and nutrition, exercise, and the care of the human frame. He will teach them about the cause of all disease. The doctors of the future are here." Welcome to Blue Zone Wellness with your host, Keith Henry, ND, one of the doctors of the future.
Thank you and welcome once again to Blue Zone Wellness. I'm your host, Keith Henry, and we're glad to have you here today on Blue Zone Wellness. We're broadcasting a little earlier today than normal. Myself and Dr. Ori Morgan, we are waiting for him to call in. And today we'll be talking about the liver. You only have one, but it is extremely important. If you're interested in calling in, and I think we're having a little technical problems here. Anyway, we'll be talking about the liver. And the liver is the largest organ in the body. And we have about, well, it actually has maybe 5,000 functions. At least 5,000. We're not totally sure how many functions it has. Nevertheless, we do have a very... Can you hold on just a minute? We're having a few technical problems here. We're having some feedback. Just a second here. Give me a second. We're going to pause here for a second and see if we can get these issues taken care of.
How do you feel? No, really. How do you feel? Do you feel lively? Are you bursting with energy? Or do you feel run down and suffer from a lack of energy most of the time? Have frequent colds, aches and pains of one sort or another? The fact of the matter is that most people in America are not well. But you can begin to change all of that today by simply visiting the Simple Natural Health Secrets blog of Keith Henry, ND, at www.phase3ministries.com/WordPress. Go there now and explore the wealth of amazing wellness information. That's www.phase3ministries.com/WordPress, the Simple Natural Health Secrets blog.
Okay, we're back, and I think we have the technical problems taken care of now. Sorry about that. Again, today we'll be talking about the liver. If you protect your liver, you can protect your life. As I said earlier, we only have one liver, and it is actually the largest organ in the body. Now, what we want to talk about today with regard to the liver is, first of all, we want to look at six fundamental things which tend to damage the liver. And after we look and discuss these six fundamental things which tend to damage the liver, we want to look at some of the things that can be done to basically rebuild or nourish the liver and to kind of strengthen it, because your liver is, without that liver functioning at an optimal rate, you will eventually have serious, serious problems. Just ask anyone who suffered from hepatitis or from any type of liver disease. So what we'll do is we will get started, and we haven't had Dr. Morgan call in yet, but we're going to go ahead and get started nevertheless. And we're going to start off by looking at the six fundamental things which tend to damage the liver. Number one, this may seem a little strange, but overeating. Yes, overeating is an excellent way to ruin your liver. Just eat all you want, and you will wear it out. because the liver is basically a chemical. It's your chemical factor. And when you overeat or when you put into the body more than can be dealt with at any given time, it puts a burden on your liver. And it adds to the liver another object of work that it has to take care of, with together with all of the other things that it's already taken care of. So by overeating, now overeating also has a lot of other problems. It causes a lot of other problems in the body. It helps destroy the digestive system overall. In some people, it's even been reported from years of overeating, actually stretching their stomachs, which is an interesting concept. But with regard to the liver, overeating can actually wear out the liver and overburden it with toxins. Again, it's one of the six fundamental things which tend to damage the liver. Secondly, eating and drinking many of the wrong things. Now, we have harped on your overall eating and your overall diet. And eating the wrong things include eating things such as refined white flour products, processed foods, junk foods, white sugar products, imitation foods, especially potato chips, corn chips, things of this nature. These denaturalized foods add a lot in terms of toxicity to the body overall, but they do very little in adding value in terms of nutrition. And so not only that, they tend to strip the body of valuable nutrients, especially what we call your buffering minerals, minerals such as magnesium and calcium. These minerals help keep the body in more of an alkaline as opposed to an acid state. But these products would tend to cause the body to be more acid. And so here you have, again, number two is eating and drinking all the wrong things. Now, drinking soda pops, Kool-Aid, juices, these things, some of these things shouldn't be taken into the body at all, and some of them should be taken very, very moderately. For instance, juices, they're good, and some juices are good, especially when you take freshly made juices with a juicer. The alternative could possibly be some high-quality organic juices, maybe from a health food store, but habitually it should be freshly made juices, perhaps with the juicer, or freshly eaten fruit, and copious amounts of pure water. Again, the second of the six fundamental things which tend to damage the liver are eating and drinking the wrong things. Again, some of those things are refined white flour products, white rice, white bread, etc., all manner of processed foods and junk foods, cookies, cakes, white sugar products, imitation foods. Incidentally, white sugar products, or white sugar as a whole, does quite a bit in depressing the immune system and causing all kinds of havoc in the body otherwise, but especially one of the chief things that it does is it suppresses the immune system. Now, let's pause just a second here while we're talking about some of the things, these six fundamentals which tend to damage the liver, and look at some of the functions of the liver, which we actually should have done before we started actually, but we can do it now. Let's look at some of the fundamental functions of the liver. The liver makes and secretes bile, this to help your body absorb fats and fat-soluble vitamins, such as vitamin A, D, E, and K. Now, your liver also metabolizes and stores carbohydrates, fats, sugars, vitamins, and other nutrients obtained from the foods we eat for energy and brain function. This is why eating denaturalized foods can do damage to the liver. The liver also breaks down harmful chemicals and keeps the body regulated and healthy overall, or helps keep the body regulated and healthy overall. Now, something else the liver does is that it manufactures proteins to help maintain blood purity and proper flow. It also breaks down hormones, and it detoxifies water and removes drugs, alcohol, and environmental toxins. And finally, it also filters waste products from your blood, as do the kidneys. Now, these are just some of the major functions of your liver. And again, as I said earlier, the liver is said to have at least 5,000 different functions. We don't even know, as with much of the body, everything that the liver does. We do know some of the things that the liver does, and we also understand and know how very important that the liver is. Now, let me pause for another minute here and talk about some of the possible issues or symptoms that could be indicated in the body when there are liver problems, toxic liver, or when the liver is so, I guess, backed up that it's not functioning properly, and then some of these issues begin to, symptoms begin to appear in the body as a result of the body, the liver not being able to fully help detoxify and process the way that it really should. Some of the things that could possibly, and again, this is not medical advice, neither should it be taken as such. If you are seeking, if you have health issues, you should always seek a competent and qualified health professional. Again, now some things that could possibly be present when the liver is struggling, you could have headaches, you could have dark urine, there could be loss of appetite. There could even be nausea and vomiting, diarrhea, and light-colored stools. There could be enlarged blood vessels and easy bruising. There could be anxiety and depression. That's right. The liver can, as remember we talked about, the body is not broken down into different components, but it's actually a whole. And so, you know, you could actually have a headache, but the origin of the problem may be in your bowel or in your liver or somewhere else. Another thing that could be present is PMS. The liver plays quite a role in hormonal balance as well. There could be exhaustion and fatigue, jaundice or yellowing of the skin, impaired libido or sex drive. And also, there could be food allergies and chemical sensitivities. All of these could be present, any or any one of them could be present as a result of liver toxicity or liver problems. Again, so you can begin to really see how important an organ the liver is. It's actually, as I noted earlier, it is actually the largest organ in the body. Now, we were on number two of the six fundamental things which tend to damage the liver. And we were talking about some of the eating and drinking the wrong things. And these things could be actually identified as imitation foods. Some of this white bread, white rice, potato chips, etc. Now the question may be asked, what exactly is an imitation food? An imitation food is a food made to appear like the original, yet which has been stripped of vitamins, minerals, enzymes, and most everything else that might be worthwhile. Again, that goes back to white carbohydrates, sugars, fats, proteins, synthetic colors, flavors, and odors. They're all there to give the appearance of a real food when in actuality they rob the body of the very things that they should be giving the body. And so in America especially, when we go into the grocery stores, we see the slick marketing, the multicolored packages, and typically you will find that the more marketing and visually appealing these packages are to the eye, typically, not always, but in most cases, you'll find that the less nutritional they are. And so then we want to stay away from the imitation foods, because that is, again, one of the six fundamental things which tend to damage the liver. Let's go on to the third thing. The third thing of the six fundamental things which tend to damage the liver is a low-protein, high-carbohydrate, and fat diet. Again, a low-protein, high-carbohydrate, and fat diet. Now, let's make a distinction between a high-carbohydrate and complex carbohydrates. There's a distinction. Complex carbohydrates tend to be those things that are very good for us, eaten primarily in their natural states, fresh fruits, vegetables, nuts, and grains. Where you get into high carbohydrate and fat diet, we know pretty much what that is. And, you know, high fat, high carbohydrate diets. And this is one of the reasons that we have such problems that we have now in our country, in our healthcare system, which we've talked about in the past. Now, you can add to a low protein, high carbohydrate, and high fat diet saturated or hydrogenated fats, all kinds of snacks consist of this, fried foods as well. So here you have, and let's stop for a minute and look at this. We have white flour products, processed foods, junk foods, white sugar products, imitation foods, a low protein, high carbohydrate and fat diet, and then you add to that saturated fats and hydrogenated fats, which you typically find in oils, snacks, snack foods, and then you have fried foods. All of these things help lay the foundation for serious, serious liver problems. And it's not overnight, but it's done over time. And so, again, we're still talking about what we eat, because typically what we put in our mouths tend to be the number one issue that we have to deal with when we're dealing with people. Next, we'll look at number four of the six fundamental things which tend to damage the liver. What's number four? Alcohol, tobacco, caffeine, theobromine, and hard drugs. Now, this is one of the issues with drug medication. You would be surprised to know, and you can do a search, or Google search, or Yahoo or Bing search, and find it, at the number of people who die every year as a result of taking Tylenol, over-the-counter Tylenol. And you will be quite surprised at the number of people who die as a result of taking Tylenol because of liver failure caused by this drug. Not to mention, again, tobacco and alcohol. Almost everyone, when they think of liver damage, they relate or associate liver damage with alcohol. And, of course, it's true. It is probably the single most deadly thing you can do to destroy your liver is to drink alcohol. Also, in tobacco and caffeine. Now, many of us love to drink our coffee or tea, caffeinated tea, and we start dealing with the theophylline and theobromine in coffee and tea. Not to mention the caffeine. Caffeine damages your liver. Caffeine is a drug. Caffeine also contributes to depleting the adrenal glands, which lessens your ability to deal or handle stress. When you're depleting those adrenal glands, you affect your entire endocrine system. Because it's part of the glandular system, the endocrine system, And so when that deficiency occurs in your adrenal glands, because the caffeine depletes them and contributes to the ability or to lessening your ability to deal with stress, depleting you of your B-complex vitamins, and now the adrenal glands not functioning at the capacity to which they were designed causes a greater burden to be placed on the other organs of the endocrine system, including your pancreas, which could, in a roundabout fashion, lead to you having also not only liver issues, but in a long-term way, having diabetes. And so, you know, again, it goes back to looking at the body from the perspective of a holistic viewpoint. And it is very important that we understand very, very clearly that the body is not, I repeat, is not or cannot be looked upon as just an arm here or your heart here or your lungs here or whatever the case may be. It has to be looked upon as a whole. And whatever you put into your body or not put into your body will affect your health. Now, if you would like to call in, you can call in at 1-917-889-2207 with any questions. You can also go on blogtalkradio.com/BlueZoneWellness and enter the chat room and post your questions there. Again, that's 917-889-2207. And we'll be right back after this quick message.
How do you feel? No, really. How do you feel? Do you feel lively? Are you bursting with energy? Or do you feel run down and suffer from a lack of energy most of the time? Have frequent colds, aches, and pains of one sort or another? The fact of the matter is that most people in America are not well. But you can begin to change all of that today by simply visiting the Simple Natural Health Secrets blog of Keith Henry, ND, at www.phase3ministries.com/WordPress. Go there now and explore the wealth of amazing wellness information. That's www.phase3ministries.com/WordPress, the Simple Natural Health Secrets blog.
Skyrocketing healthcare and insurance costs. Extremely modest gains against chronic disease. Thousands die yearly due to drug reactions. What can be done? Thomas Edison is quoted as declaring, "The doctor of the future will give no medicine, but interest his patients in diet and nutrition, exercise, and the care of the human frame. He will teach them about the cause of all disease. The doctors of the future are here." Welcome to Blue Zone Wellness with your host, Keith Henry, ND, one of the doctors of the future.
Thank you again for listening. We're back here at Blue Zone Wellness. I'm your host, Keith Henry. And we've been discussing the nutrition of the liver. And we've been talking about how if you take care of your liver, you actually take care of your life. If you take care of your liver, you actually take care of your life. Now, we've been going over 6 fundamental things which tend to damage the liver. And we're up to number 4, or about to go into number 5. And let's repeat those in the event that you just joined us. Number 1 is overeating. Number 2 is eating and drinking the wrong things. Number 3 is a low protein, high carbohydrate, and fat diet. And number 4 is alcohol, tobacco, caffeine, and hard drugs. Again, all of these things will tend to damage the liver. There are others, but these are 6 fundamental things which we are dealing with this afternoon. Again, if you would like to call in and ask a question, the call-in number is 1-917-889-2207. That's 1-917-889-2207. You can also log in to the chat at bluezonewellness.com/ I'm sorry, that's blogtalkradio.com/bluezonewellness. Now let's go ahead and look at our next topic, or rather our next issue on our topic. Again, and it's really a subtopic of taking hard drugs, and it's taking medicinal drugs. I said earlier that if you do a search on toxicity of Tylenol and deaths caused by Tylenol in Google, you just may be surprised at the number of people who actually die every year from taking Tylenol. And if my memory serves me correctly, and you may want to double check this, if my memory serves me correctly, it's about 4,000 people simply from taking the drug Tylenol. And so that is our number five issue, not Tylenol itself, but from taking medicinal drugs, Now, understand this. All drugs that you take, be they hard drugs, be it caffeine, be it tobacco, which is nicotine is a drug essentially, or be it any medicinal drug, is toxic to your liver as well as to your kidneys, but especially to your liver, because your liver, one of the main functions of the liver is to help detoxify the body. And so, notwithstanding all of the other things that it has to do when we place drugs in our body, be they hard drugs or medicinal drugs, we place an additional burden upon the liver. Now, let me pause here to say, I am not saying that in certain cases, drug medication for a short period of time may not be necessary. For instance, if you're in a car accident in the hospital, or for a very short period of time to give a burst of drugs to perhaps save the life, if that's the only thing that's available, then by all means, it's better to take that drug and perhaps do what's necessary to save your life for a short period of time. But as a practice and as a philosophy, the less drugs that you use, the better off you will be. And do all you can to, if you have an issue, find the herbal or supplement alternative in combination with those laws of health that we've talked about, which is your foundation to health. Now, again, if you look at some of the drugs on the market, I don't have to tell you if you've been paying attention over the past few years where you've had people dying and the FDA, you know, pulling drugs from the market and the big pharmaceutical companies being sued with all manner of lawsuits because of the toxicity of the drugs, where they were familiar with the toxicity of the drugs and they simply kind of just didn't tell the people. But just know, any drug that you take, any drug, is toxic to both the liver and the kidneys and to the body as a whole, really. And so, again, number five is taking medicinal drugs. Now, let's stop for a minute, and because there's always the argument that some herbs are toxic. And, you know, and the toxicity of the herbs, et cetera, et cetera. Typically speaking, the great majority of the herbs that you will take into your body have very little toxicity, especially when taken in their most natural state. Now, of course, when you get into issues of where, and this is a big, it's a controversy to some extent, and even amongst herbalists, to where should you take the extract, the standardized extract, and the standardized extract is basically where you will see 500 milligrams of say, hawthorn berry, or 1,000 milligrams of, say, garlic. And there are many herbalists who say, you know, that in most cases, in the majority of cases, the herb that you take should be in their most natural form. And personally, I've had good success with both. I prefer using the herb in the most natural state. And the reason I prefer this, and an argument that's made, is that whenever you begin to take a standardized extract, which indeed in some cases is, you know, is good sometimes, but generally speaking, it's best to use the herb in their whole state, just put it, already put it into capsules without it being a standardized extract. And the argument goes is that we as humans tend to try and zero in on the active constituent of the herb, and then we try and extract that and concentrate it and then take it in the body. Now, the other argument goes, if you take the herb in its natural state, you have not altered it, neither have you maybe destroyed other constituents in the herb that we may not even have discovered yet with our science, thereby upsetting the perfect harmony of the herb within the body. And, you know, I tend to lean toward that. I tend to lean toward that philosophy. Now, I just saw a question come in here in our chat, which says, you mentioned avoiding sugar. Would you include raw, white sugar, brown sugar, and organic sugar? Again, that question is, you mentioned avoiding sugar. Would you include raw, white sugar, brown sugar, and organic sugar? Typically, the best sugar, or the only sugar, is typically, I try and avoid sugar altogether if possible, and try to zero in on maybe honey, and other alternative sweeteners. Sometimes you can find things I've eaten, things that have been sweetened with fruit juice, basically try and stay away though from sugar if possible, or it should be eaten, if eaten at all, in very minimal amounts. Now you may have the raw white sugar. Now, I've seen some sugar. It's a brown sugar, and I can't recall the name of it right now, but it's not colored sugar, because many times what they would do is they would take white sugar and just color it, essentially. Did you say agave? Yes, that can be used. And overall, though, for the sweetness, if at all, if you can avoid sugar, especially white sugar or any type of sugar that has been, or any type of sweetener that has been highly processed, the better off you are. Again, and even honey, even though it is a better sweetener, it still should not be overly done. It should not be overly done. And again, we're talking about the importance of protecting your liver, and we're still looking at the six fundamental things which tend to damage that liver. Now, in the event that you just joined us, you can call in at 917-889-2207. That's 917-889-2207. And if you missed earlier, we were talking about the importance of the liver and some of the functions of the liver. And let me go over some of these functions again, just so you may understand how important the liver is. First of all, one of the things that the liver does is it makes and secretes bile to help your body absorb fats and fat-soluble vitamins. Some fat-soluble vitamins again are vitamin A, vitamin D, vitamin E, and vitamin K. Again, think about vitamin D. You know, it's called the sunshine vitamin. But you know, you actually need these vitamins in your body as you do many of the other minerals and nutrients that we deal with. So again, we see the importance of the liver in terms of being able to absorb these fat-soluble vitamins, in as much as it makes and secretes bile, which is stored in the gallbladder. The liver also metabolizes and stores carbohydrates, fats, sugars, vitamins, as well as other nutrients that are obtained from the foods we eat. to be used later for energy and brain function. Now think about that for a second. It metabolizes and stores carbohydrates, fats, sugars, vitamins, as well as other nutrients from the foods that we eat for energy and brain function. So if you are abusing your liver, and typically it's not overnight, it takes time, but if you're abusing your liver with all manner of foods and you begin to feel sluggish, it could be because your liver is sluggish and is not able or is not functioning up to the capacity that it was designed to do to help produce energy. Not only energy, but also brain function. So think about that. You can actually reduce the function of your brain by reducing the function of your liver simply by eating wrong foods, overeating, eating imitation foods, etc. The liver also breaks down harmful chemicals produced by the body, and it keeps the body regulated and healthy. Again, the liver manufactures proteins to help maintain blood purity as well as proper blood flow. It breaks down hormones, and it also detoxifies water and removes drugs, alcohol, and environmental toxins. And finally, amongst other things, it also filters waste products from your blood. This is one of the things that we mentioned earlier as well. Okay, now let's get back to our list of the six fundamental things which tend to damage the liver. Number six, insecticides, preservatives, and the other cumulative poisons that we all tend to breathe or eat. Again, alcohol, cigarette smoking, and even many of the things that we're eating in our foods. The closer that we eat to the garden, the better off we are. The further that we get away from the garden, the more problems that we're going to have. And so, you know, we really need to understand that our overall lifestyle plays a huge part in our overall health. Now let's think about one of these toxins that many ladies may not be familiar with that can help destroy or damage their liver. Oral contraceptives. Yep. Oral contraceptives. If you're taking oral contraceptives, just understand, which is essentially a drug, you are contributing to the damage of your liver. You are contributing to the damage of your liver, not only your liver, but in many cases, your other organs. A good example is many people who go on drugs for their blood pressure, hypertension. After being on those drugs for years, which are typically diuretics, will many times end up having to go on dialysis because the toxicity of the drug and the work on the drugs upon the kidneys has essentially destroyed the kidneys. So, yes, you may have helped stabilize your blood pressure with drugs when there are other things that could have been done. You can listen to in one of our archives where there's a presentation on how to lower your blood pressure naturally. But, yes, you can. You may bring your blood pressure down with blood pressure medication, but the exchange in many cases is dialysis or destruction of your kidneys. So I don't particularly care for that exchange. It's not a good exchange. I would much rather, if I was in that situation, do the things that have been shown to work naturally to bring down blood pressure. Again, ladies, if you are just understand that if you make the decision to take oral contraceptives, that there are issues and with your liver as well as other organs in your body. Okay? So now let's look at, we've been talking about some of the things that do damage the liver. But I don't want to leave you with just those things. I want to give you some information on some of the things that can help feed the liver. And that can help feed the body as a whole. Because if your liver is functioning properly, you're going to have much better overall health. I mean, as I just told you earlier, brain health, more energy. And that's, you know, again, we don't just want to localize the liver alone. But the liver is a very important organ. Now, let's look at some dietary suggestions. We've been talking about, you know, contraceptives, the dangers of caffeine, of alcohol, of sugar, of fried foods, of hydrogenated fats, of low protein, high carbohydrate and fats diet, etc. We've talked about the danger of the refined white flour products, the processed foods, the junk foods, the white sugar products, essentially the imitation foods. The imitation foods, which appear to be food, but in reality they're not foods at all because they don't nourish the body as foods are designed to do. Dietary suggestions. What would I suggest? Make sure you obtain foods that are high in potassium. Obtain foods that are high in potassium. What foods are these, you may ask? Rice, brown rice, bananas, blackstrap molasses, wheat bran, almonds, seeds, kelp, prunes, raisins. These are foods that are high in potassium. The liver will like these. Secondly, you've heard me say this in the past, and you've heard it said, but drink lots of water. If possible, drink plenty of pure water. Distilled water is very good. Drink a little bit every hour, and you want to keep the body hydrated. That's, you know, it's... you've heard the importance of drinking water, but water is a very crucial element in your overall health, as well as it helps your liver. It benefits the liver. Something else you can do is emphasize raw foods in your diet. Eat copious amounts of raw fruits and vegetables, preferably organic. Copious amounts. And oftentimes I see people eat, and I look at, you know, they may have 85% cooked food, 90% cooked food, and 5% raw food on their plates. And, you know, one of the things is that raw food has enzymes, and we'll be doing a show on the importance of enzymes. You'll be surprised at how many abnormalities and diseases can be caused by lack of enzymes. So if you sit down and you have a huge plate, and you have, and consistently, I mean, if you do this consistently, 95% of your food is cooked, and only 5 or less percent, some people eat no raw food at all with their meals, you are placing a significant burden upon your pancreas and upon your liver and upon the organs of your body. The more raw food that you eat, you have more enzymes can be put into your body. It helps overall. When you eat all of that cooked food and without the necessary enzymes to break it down, the food basically puts a great burden upon the pancreas, or alternatively, it doesn't get broken down, and so it you know, essentially is not broken down, especially if you're an eater of flesh. So now the food rots, it turns toxic in the body, and basically causes many more problems than you would otherwise have. Now think about doing this once or twice, but think about doing it on a consistent basis, 365 days a year. And most people here in America eat 3 times a day. They eat in between meals, snacks here and snacks there. And you know, if you take the cumulative effect of that, you can see why there are many, many problems health-wise. Notwithstanding the many problems specifically dealing with your liver. So again, put a lot more emphasis, if you will, upon your raw foods. I'm not saying that not to eat any cooked foods, but you need to increase the level of raw food that you're eating. Again, if you had to call in with a question, 1-917-889-2207. This is Blue Zone Wellness with your host, Keith Henry. You can also log on to blogtalkradio.com/Blue Zone Wellness if you want a question or comment on the chat. And we will be right back following this brief message.
How do you feel? No, really. How do you feel? Do you feel lively? Are you bursting with energy? Or do you feel run down and suffer from a lack of energy most of the time? Have frequent colds, aches and pains of one sort or another? The fact of the matter is that most people in America are not well. But you can begin to change all of that today by simply visiting the Simple Natural Health Secrets blog of Keith Henry, ND, at www.phase3ministries.com/WordPress. Go there now and explore the wealth of amazing wellness information. That's www.phase3ministries.com/WordPress, the Simple Natural Health Secrets blog.
Skyrocketing healthcare and insurance.
Thank you. Welcome back. This is Keith Henry, your host again at Blue Zone Wellness. Again, we've been talking about the liver today on our show. And we've been talking about the nutrition of the liver, and we've been talking about how if you guard your liver, you can guard your life. If you guard or protect your liver, you can guard or protect your life. And we've gone through the six fundamental things which tend to damage the liver, and now we're in the section where we're talking about how you can actually feed your liver. And we've talked about drinking plenty of water. We've talked about eating foods that are high in potassium. Again, rice, brown rice, bananas, blackstrap molasses, wheat bran, kelp, prunes, raisins, almonds. All of these things are some of the foods that are high in potassium. Some of these foods, these foods, amongst others, are very high in potassium. We also talked about why you want to eat copious amounts of raw foods when you're eating. Why you want to eat copious amounts of raw foods when you're eating, add it to your diet. Again, something else that should be added to nourish your liver is to drink fresh vegetable juices, especially carrot and beet juice. Again, drink fresh vegetable juices. When I say fresh, I mean actually taking the fresh vegetable, the carrot or the beets, and actually getting a juicer and actually juicing them and drinking it right from the fruit. Again, two of the ones that are highly recommended are carrot juice and beet juice. Unless you're doing a specific liver cleanse, they can be taken together, they can be mixed together. Many people don't like the taste of beet juice, myself being one, but if you combine it with the carrot juice, it makes it a lot more palatable. Now also eating raw nuts and seeds, as I mentioned earlier, it's not very healthy to eat the type of nuts that most of us eat, like the Planters nuts, where they've been dry roasted and they've been salted and et cetera, et cetera. It's far, far better to eat nuts raw, pecans or pecans, however you pronounce it, fresh walnuts, almonds, raw. These things also go to benefit the liver. Your liver will thank you for these. When you're using vegetable oils, use only what we call cold press oils, flaxseed oil, wheat germ oil, taken raw and not added to your cooking, because by adding them to your cooking, the heat will change or alter the molecular structure and make that oil toxic to your body. So if you're going to add these oils, you need to not add them to high heat or not add them to when you're cooking. Now, what vitamins that's very important? for the liver, and is vitamin K. And I suggest the amount to take is maybe 140 micrograms, not milligrams, but 140 micrograms. It's very beneficial in helping to prevent cirrhosis of the liver. And vitamin A helps protect the liver also. Now, when I say vitamin A, I don't mean going out and buying vitamin A. I mean taking it in the form of drinking carrot juice. The beta carotene is converted by the liver into vitamin A. So the carrot juice is high in beta carotene, which the liver converts into vitamin A, and so you get the vitamin A to help protect the liver. Again, that's one of the benefits of drinking the carrot juice. Zinc also, about 30 milligrams per day, helps build resistance to many liver disorders. Now, one of my favorites, one of your liver's favorites as well, is liver. Lemon juice. It's been said that the lemon and the liver are sweethearts, and I concur. The lemon is one of the best friends that your liver will have. It is definitely one of the best friends that your liver will have. Oftentimes when you do liver cleanses, you will frequently see the lemon, used as a one of the elements in detoxifying that liver. So you will get great benefit from eating lemons, making fresh lemon juice with freshly squeezed lemons. Now, this is not buying the little plastic lemon with the concentrated lemon juice in it. We're talking about freshly squeezed lemon juice from the lemons that the Creator has given us. Also, another very beneficial supplement for the liver is coenzyme Q10, COQ10 or coenzyme Q10. Coenzyme Q10 helps supply oxygen to the liver. COQ10 helps supply oxygen to the liver. Incidentally, COQ10 is also very, very beneficial for the heart. It has been proven to help even over time reverse congestive heart failure. So COQ10 is very beneficial for the body as a whole, and also for the liver, because it helps supply the liver the oxygen. Again, one of the supplements, or one of the foods really, I guess you could say, that also help prevent fatty buildup in the liver is lecithin. Yes, lecithin is, one of the ways that you know that lecithin can be used is simply by sprinkling it, getting it in the powdered form, and sprinkling it over your food and eating it. Or some people may prefer to take the capsules or whatnot. But lecithin helps in keeping the fatty buildup down in the liver. Many people also have used lecithin to help with cholesterol issues. And taken over time, it's actually been, for many people, it's shown to be very beneficial with cholesterol issues. And the liver is often involved with people who have cholesterol issues. Not often, it's pretty much always. Now, let's look at an herb that you will almost always find mentioned by natural practitioners. When it comes to detoxifying the liver or helping the liver, and that herb, and I concur, is dandelion root. Dandelion root is an excellent food for the liver. It's also an excellent detoxifier, as is milk thistle. But dandelion root feeds or nourishes your liver. And almost any time there is a, actually you also sometimes you will even see a combination between the two, and some mixtures of both dandelion root, dandelion root, and milk thistle. Combined with that, dandelion root could be beet juice, because beet juice slowly cleanses your liver. beat you slowly, cleanses the liver. So now think about what we were talking about here. We talked about the six fundamental things which tend to damage the liver. And now we're talking about some things that would tend to nourish and build the liver. And, you know, you want to remove what's causing the problem or which will lay the foundation for the problem, while at the same time nourishing. Many people will say, well, I'm going to take supplements and I'm going to take this, I'm going to do that, but I'm going to keep eating the thing that I've always kept eating. I'm going to keep drinking the thing that I've always kept drinking. I'm not going to alter my lifestyle. I'm simply going to take supplements and somehow imagine that this is going to benefit them to any significant level. And that's not going to happen. It's like if you hit your hand with a hammer and if you hit your hand with a hammer and you say, okay, give me a Tylenol, but yet you don't stop hitting your hand with the hammer, you continue to hit your hand with the hammer while taking the Tylenol. That's not a good thing. And we just had a question here, and the question is, aren't carrots hybrids unnatural? Aren't carrots hybrids, and aren't they unnatural? Yes, that argument could be made. They're not unnatural in the sense... and there's even some question about, are they hybrids, which is a good question. And so it's been in my practice, I've seen carrots do great things. And many, many people I've seen get great benefits from carrots. And so I would suggest that you, in doing this, that you you could do research. And again, there's even a question about whether or not carrots are hybrids. And so, but I would suggest that if you that you use carrots, if you use organic carrots, and their benefits are quite clear in terms of natural medicine. In fact, you will find in natural medicine that almost any natural program where a person will have cancer, you would typically almost always see carrot juice recommended and used in any successful natural remedy program for pretty much any type of cancer, with the exception of hormone-based cancers, which in those cases you don't want to use, or rather estrogen-based cancers. In those cases you don't want to use carrots because you can actually do more harm than good. But thank you for that question and for that contribution to the show. Next, another thing, we mentioned dandelion root, we mentioned milk thistle, we mentioned how beet juice slowly cleanses the liver. Another thing, eating fresh apples also stimulates the liver into action. Eating fresh apples. Now, that's not drinking apple juice, but eating fresh apples, preferably organic if possible, is very, very beneficial for your liver. It helps stimulate the liver into action. And remember, we talked about the liver plays a very significant role in terms of contributing to your brain function, also in contributing to your energy level. So it's very important when you look at these things to consider that. Now, we're looking at, again, we're talking today about how to feed your liver and the nutrition of the liver. And early in the show, we talked about the six fundamental things which tend to damage the liver. And now we're talking about how we can feed the liver. We're talking about how we can feed the liver. And that's as a very quick recap here, some of the six fundamental things that damage the liver. Number one, overeating. Number two, eating and drinking the wrong things, i.e. refined white flour products, processed foods, junk foods, white sugar products, i.e. imitation foods. Number three, a low protein, high carbohydrate, and high fat diet. including, you know, snacks, eating between meals, fried foods. Number four are those things that we called that we call drugs, hard drugs, caffeine, nicotine, i.e. coffee, tea. And when I say tea, I'm not referring to herbal teas. I'm referring to the teas, the caffeinated teas, typically. Also, number five was medicinal drugs, taking medicinal drugs. And number six were insecticides, preservatives, and just generally the cumulative poisons of the environment. You know, many people in their homes, they use a lot of chemical-based cleaners and things of that nature. These things add toxicity to the home, as well as using chemical-based soaps. Your skin basically takes in, it sucks in all of those chemicals, those soaps and detergents. And you know, using it here and there may not cause a problem, but the issue is that we use it consistently, day in and day out, and over time, it, with all of the other things that we're doing to contribute to the toxicity of our bodies, the liver can only take so much, and ultimately, we begin to see the results in our health or lack thereof. Now, you're listening to Blue Zone Wellness on Blog Talk Radio. You can call in at 1-917-889-2207. That's 917-889-2207. You can also visit us online at Blog Talk Radio / Blue Zone Wellness. We have about 28 minutes left in this broadcast, and we will be right back after this message.
How do you feel? No, really. How do you feel? Do you feel lively? Are you bursting with energy? Or do you feel run down and suffer from a lack of energy most of the time? Have frequent colds, aches and pains of one sort or another? The fact of the matter is that most people in America are not well. But you can begin to change all of that today by simply visiting the Simple Natural Health Secrets blog of Keith Henry, ND, at www.phase3ministries.com/WordPress. Go there now and explore the wealth of amazing wellness information. That's www.phase3ministries.com/WordPress. The Simple Natural Health Secrets Blog.
Skyrocketing healthcare and insurance costs. Extremely modest gains against chronic disease. Thousands die yearly due to drug reactions. What can be done? Thomas Edison is quoted as declaring, "The doctor of the future will give no medicine, but interest his patients in diet and nutrition, exercise, and the care of the human frame. He will teach them about the cause of all disease. The doctors of the future are here." Welcome to Blue Zone Wellness with your host, Keith Henry, ND, one of the doctors of the future.
Welcome back to Blue Zone Wellness. Again, I'm Keith Henry, your host, and we're continuing with our talk about the nutrition of the liver. Continuing with our talk about the nutrition of the liver, again, if you take care of your liver, you take care of your life. Failure or refusal to do so can actually cost you your life. Now, just before the break, I noted the six fundamental things which tend to damage the liver. And we've been going through, for those who may just be joining or just listening, we've gone through the six fundamental things that can actually damage the liver, but now we're going through some of the things that actually tend to, which tend to actually feed or nourish the liver. And let me just briefly skim over these again, some of them anyway. You want to eat foods that are high in potassium, like blackstrap molasses, bananas, almonds, prunes, raisins. You want to drink copious amounts of water. We want to eat plenty of raw foods, fresh fruits and vegetables. When you're eating nuts and seeds, you want to eat them raw. We talked about also how you can supplement with vitamin K, 140 micrograms. That's not milligrams, but 140 micrograms. And that can help prevent cirrhosis of the liver. Now, again, as I talked about before, this is not to, if you're drinking alcohol, this is not to say, well, you know, I'm going to drink alcohol and take 140 micrograms of vitamin K and think that that's going to prevent cirrhosis. That's not the point here. The point here is to help prevent cirrhosis of the liver overall, which sometimes can crop up in people who don't drink, but primarily for people who drink. Now, let me give you, just pause here for a minute to indicate how there have been people who have been diagnosed and confirmed with having cirrhosis of the liver, and they haven't drank a day in their life of any sip of alcohol. Now, whenever you combine milk and sugar, and I'm talking about regular milk, I'm not talking about almond milk or rice milk or soy milk, I'm talking about cow's milk. Whenever you combine milk and sugar, for instance, like in ice cream, within the body, it ferments, and to the liver, it's the same as drinking alcohol. It has the same effect on the liver as drinking alcohol. And so, you know, this is one of the ways some people who never drink alcohol in all their lives are diagnosed with cirrhosis of the liver. Because in the body, again, whenever milk and sugar are combined, like in ice cream, the body, it ferments in the body, and by the time it makes it to the liver to be detoxified, it's just like drinking alcohol. So just bear that in mind. Another thing that we talked about with regard to the liver was vitamin A, and we had a question on that, and I thank you for your question, and I noticed that you said thanks for answering my question. You're more than welcome, and I hope that you will come back and listen and tell your friends about the show, because we'll be providing lots of very valuable information as we continue talking about some of the topics and subjects that we plan on talking about in the future. Again, if you're listening in and you don't want to call in, I know many people listen in and they don't necessarily want to call in, the number is 917-889-2207. And right now there is a cost to call in, but we will, in the near future, we're planning on making it free to call in. And therefore, you won't bear any expense at all when you call into the show. But I do notice that people they do go on the chat, and you can go on the chat. That if you visit us here at blogtalkradio.com/ Blue Zone Wellness, or you can call in again, 917-889-2207. Now, we also talked about the benefits of vitamin A or beta carotene upon the liver. And not only that, but any fresh leafy vegetables that you eat, they also benefit the liver. Zinc, 30 milligrams of zinc can help helps rebuild resistance to various liver disorders. That's just 30 milligrams of zinc per day. Also, I mentioned the lemon. The lemon is one of the best friends that you can introduce to your liver. Your liver will greatly thank you for lemon, fresh lemon. We also talked about lecithin. Lecithin helps prevent fatty buildup in your liver. We also talked about coenzyme Q10, COQ10, which helps supply oxygen to the liver. We also talked about the herb dandelion root, which is an excellent food for the liver. Not only that, it's also used as a detoxifier of the liver. In fact, you can go to my blog, and I have an article there. That's, again, that's faith3ministries.com/WordPress. And you can go and do a search for dandelion, and I've written an article on that. And you can read more about dandelion and how to use it as a blood or liver purifier. A very potent, powerful herb. Also, we mentioned beet juice, how beet juice slowly cleanses your liver. It solely cleanses the liver. Again, it's a friend of your liver. We've talked about eating. We stopped at explaining how eating fresh apples stimulates the liver into action. Eating fresh apples actually stimulates the liver into action. Now, also, celery is good for your liver. Celery, good for your liver. You can eat it whole or you can juice it. And you will find that, you know, again, anything that's green, leafy, that's fresh, will tend to benefit the liver. But these are some of the things that really work well for the liver. Asparagus roots and shoots also stimulate the kidneys and the liver. Asparagus roots and shoots. Also, asparagus has been used for brain cancer as well. It has to be used in a particular way. It has to be prepared in a particular way. But it's been used for tumors or brain cancer issues and people with brain cancer. And so, you know, again, you know, the Creator has given us power-packed medicines in our foods, given us power-packed medicines in our foods. Substance that works very well is ginger. Ginger contains at least 8 liver-protecting compounds. Also, turmeric. Turmeric is very good. Turmeric is great for inflammation, and you know, throughout the body. And you know, you can, anytime that the liver is not functioning properly, it can very well become the subject of inflammation. So again, let's stop for a minute and think about it. Now, you can combine these together. You can use them, mix and match them. But again, you must remove the offending substances and then begin to give the body those things by which it can function and rebuild. And again, we want to be careful with regard to the processed sugars, the white flour products, the processed foods, the junk foods, and also what we call the laws of health. Getting plenty of sunshine, trusting in the Creator so that you're not stressing out and becoming unnecessarily worked up. Getting exercise, which benefits the liver. Drinking plenty of water, which is one of the things that we said. Getting fresh air out in the sunshine and fresh air. Getting plenty of rest. So we have sunshine, trust in the Creator, exercise, water, fresh water, fresh air, rest, a proper diet, and again, self-control or temperance. All things should be done in moderation. Even good things should be done in moderation. And this is one of the issues. Anything that's done, like for instance, water is very good, very beneficial for the body. But by drinking too much water at one time, you can actually kill yourself. So again, you know, even that which is good must be done in moderation. Now, myself and Dr. Morgan, on the very second show, we talked about these 8 fundamental principles of health. These will always be your backbone in whatever it is that you do. These will always be your backbone. Again, those are sunshine, plenty of sunshine, trust in the Creator, exercise, water, air, rest, correct diet, and self-control. Any system of healing needs to be based upon those 8 laws or 8 principles. Those should be your backbone or your foundation, and then everything that you add to that, be it herbs or supplements or whatsoever it is that you're dealing with, can be added on that foundation. But remember that building can only be built as high as your foundation. If your foundation has not been sufficiently set, your building is not going to be able to sustain sufficient heights, and eventually you will have problems. Now, again, let's get back to talking a little bit more about our liver. We have about 15 minutes remaining. If you want to send in a question through the chat, you can do so. Or if you want to call in, the number, the call-in number is 917 917-889-2207. I am Keith Henry, your host. Again, it's 917-889-2207. Now, something else that we want to talk about doing in your liver health is avoiding constipating foods. Because when there's a backup in the lower colon, toxins are reabsorbed into the system, and the liver then labors to eliminate them. Regular bowel movements are vital to the health of your liver. Again, when there's a backup in your large colon or large intestines, these toxins are reabsorbed into the system. We call it auto-intoxication. And then not only do they are they spilled over into the system, but now your liver has to overly work to try and deal with this with these toxins. Notwithstanding, it also has its regular duties to deal with. So it is very important that this is one of the reasons that I said earlier that you should eat copious amounts of fresh fruits and vegetables because they're high in fiber and they help keep the body or the colon brushed or cleansed from all manner of toxins and old crusted dried food that may accumulate in your colon. And when these things are reabsorbed into the body, not only can it cause problems for your liver, but it can cause problems for your entire body and lead to toxicity. Now, what are considered regular bowel movements? Now, before I go to that, when I talk about constipation, I like the way that Dr. Christopher N.D. Put it, one of the most eminent naturopathic doctors and herbalists of the last century, and one of the most successful. He pointed out that whenever you are constipated, the constipation does not only exist in your colon, but your entire body, your cells are constipated. And so this is a very profound and true statement. And so if you're constipated, if your colon is backed up and constipated, your liver is going to be to some degree constipated as well. And if it's constipated, the number one chemical factory in your body in helping to detoxify, you're going to have serious, serious issues. Now, we also talk about the diet earlier and how it pertains to the liver. One of the things I want to say, we talked about the milk and the sugar being combined and having the same effect on your liver as drinking alcohol. And I just wanted to reiterate that you know, do not drink milk or eat pastries. Again, that goes back to eating junk foods, and especially together. White rice, black pepper. If you're going to eat pepper on your foods, eat cayenne pepper, which is not a stimulant, as is black pepper. Black pepper is also carcinogenic. It's cancer-causing. Again, you must stay away as much as possible from fried or fatty foods, cheese. Again, there is vegan cheese on the market. Again, you know, yes, this will require for some people a radical change of diet, a radical change of lifestyle. But if you see some of the people that I've had to see and that have refused to alter their lifestyle, a radical change will come. The only difference is that they didn't have a say-so of when it came, at least once it hit. So a radical change will come. And it can come now by choice and bring you health and wellness, or it can come and bring you death and pain. So radical changes will be made. I was giving a talk at a seminar, and we were talking about diabetes, and when I was suggesting to the hearers that, you know, they needed to make certain lifestyle and dietary changes, you know, someone asked the question, you know, so are you saying that we have to make these changes for the rest of our lives? And I said, yes, that is exactly what I'm saying in terms of diabetes, because and in many other abnormalities, once you begin to take the diabetic medication, for most people, once they begin taking the insulin, they're on it for the rest of their lives. So the choice is ours. We can choose to take our health and wellness into our own hands for the remainder of our lives, or we can choose to come down with some disease or abnormality and be chained to some drug for the remainder of our lives. And even in those cases, if we then begin to make serious lifestyle changes, even then we can come off of these drugs. But if we refuse to make those changes and make those alterations to our lives, we are doomed to be slaves to drug medication and all of the attendant evils and problems that come with that. Now, we're down to about 9 minutes. Again, if you have anything to send in on chat, any question, or if you have, if you want to call in, the call-in number is 917-889-2207. I'm your host, Keith Henry, and we're talking about our liver, the liver here today, and we will be right back after this message.
How do you feel? No, really. How do you feel? Do you feel lively? Are you bursting with energy? Or do you feel run down and suffer from a lack of energy most of the time? Have frequent colds, aches and pains of one sort or another? The fact of the matter is that most people in America are not well. But you can begin to change all of that today by simply visiting the Simple Natural Health Secrets blog of Keith Henry, ND, at www.phase3ministries.com/WordPress. Go there now and explore the wealth of amazing wellness information. That's www.phase3ministries.com/WordPress, the Simple Natural Health Secrets blog.
Skyrocketing healthcare and insurance costs. Extremely modest gains against chronic disease. Thousands die yearly due to drug reactions. What can be done? Thomas Edison is quoted as declaring, "The doctor of the future will give no medicine, but interest his patients in diet and nutrition, exercise, and the care of the human frame. He will teach them about the cause of all disease. The doctors of the future are here." Welcome to Blue Zone Wellness with your host, Keith Henry, ND, one of the doctors of the future.
And we're back here at Blue Zone Wellness. I'm your host, Keith Henry. We have about 7 minutes left in our show. We'd like to thank you for joining us. Before I give these last few tips with regard to your liver health, and we'd just like to remind you that if you have friends or family members or loved ones who are interested in natural health and natural remedies, that they can come here and they can listen to these shows. All of these shows have been archived. Or if you want to listen again, this broadcast will be available probably about 30 to 45 minutes, maybe even sooner, after the live show ends. We'd like to thank our listeners. We thank those of you who sent in questions. And I would also like to give mention to Dr. Morgan. He was not able to make it today. He was out of headed out of the country actually to do some health seminars, and I just hope that he will have safe travel. We had a little problem with at the beginning of the show, some technical difficulties, as well as he may be having some problems getting with us today. Now, before we finish this up, I have a question for you. Do you or a loved one wear hearing aids or glasses? How about a cochlear implant? You need extra help keeping them in place? The Ear Connection has just what you've been looking for. They have retention products for every need, including Oreo, Artesia, Icotria. They have adjustable straps, clips, and hair barrettes that attach to your hearing device, glasses, or both. Go to GetSafeAndSound.com. That's GetSafe, the letter N, sound.com today. They are just what you've been looking for. And then finishing up, today with our liver issues. We are going to close out with what we would call other. Meat eating. First of all, if you are eater of flesh, never eat raw or uncooked fish, meat, or poultry. There is serious risk of infection from doing this, which can ultimately affect your liver. Some people's livers are infested with parasites and worms, thereby reducing the capacity of that liver to function. Another thing that we may consider or could be classified under other would be, do not take iron supplements. Do not take iron supplements, or if at all possible, do not take drugs. These will burden the liver and will cause problems. In addition to taking care of your liver, treat your kidneys well also. Poor kidney function results in damage to the liver. Therefore, drink water. Drink copious amounts of water. And we will do a show in the future. We're planning on doing a show in the future that will deal with the detoxification and health of your kidneys. Finally, be good to your liver, and it will help you for years to come. And in short, if you are good to your liver, it will be good to you. Now, it is a well-known fact among us natural healers that if the liver is all right, cancer can be eliminated. Let me say that again. It is a well-known fact amongst us natural healers. And that's why I said earlier when we were talking about the carrot juice that any cancer facility that you may go to that has natural practitioners, primarily now you have to go out of the country, like maybe down in Mexico, to get non-drug-based cancer therapies. But at all of the top clinics of the world, you will find that there is great emphasis upon cleansing and purifying the liver. But if the liver is too degenerated, the hope for a solution in cancer cases might not be achieved. So if we have an issue with the liver, and that's not only true in cancer, but in many other diseases or abnormalities as well, in even late-stage cancer, if that liver can be detoxified and rejuvenated and rebuilt, if necessary, the chances of even a late-stage cancer patient regaining health is very, very good. Very good. If the degeneracy of the liver is so bad, which is in most cases it might not be, but if it's so bad, then the likelihood that that person can be brought back drops dramatically. We're down to about 1 minute in our show. Again, we have enjoyed spending this hour and a half with you. We hope that you've enjoyed the show. We ask that you would join us again on Sunday. We started on Sundays giving a weekend review on talking about some of the natural health news that has come out in the week. It's typically an hour show, Sunday evenings. Again, this broadcast will be available in about maybe 30 to 45 minutes after we go off air live. Visit Blue Zone Wellness frequently. Tell your friends and your family members about it. We plan on providing many more shows with very valuable information, and we hope and pray that the information that you heard today, that you will put it to use, and that it would grant you or give you liver health for years to come. And I can say without reservation that if you follow the recommendations and the suggestions that you've heard thus far, that your liver will indeed thank you, and we thank you for joining us here on Blue Zone Wellness, and you have a blessed afternoon. Thank you, and may God bless and keep you.